Yes. We back. It's Tuesday. You know what time it is. We back here again. It's your boy, DJ Bobby Hustle, and my guy,
That Vato Capo.
Guaranteed to get you plugged for $1 million and 4 cases of Smart Life kettle corn, because that shit is delicious.
Man, that shit fucked my teeth up, dog.
Oh, man, you got to keep your teeth clean, but that shit is delicious. It's light and fluffy like air. Man, it's a beautiful Tuesday. That means the week is in full swing. You know what we do here at Audio Meds each and every Tuesday and Thursday. We're here 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And if you're like, I'm new here, I just clicked this link because I seen it on social media. What is this AMP thing that's going on? Well, AMP is radio reimagined, and the Audio Meds is currently the only known cure to insanity, and we have a dope show lined up today.
And that's a proven fact. That's right, Bobby. It is Tuesday. We have a dope show for him. We have some interesting topics of discussion as usual. We have a special guest joining us today, man. So we're going to chop it up about all kinds of stuff. We're going to play a bunch of dope music, some of the classics, some shit they may not have heard yet, some new stuff. But, I mean, we got a good one for him. And before we do all that, I'm ready to get in this quick mix. DJ Bobby Hustle
and That Vato Capo.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Audio Meds, they're good for yous.
Yeah, man. That was your boy, LaRussell, man. Ugly Marco, man. That joint pretty fire, man. I'm feeling good. It's Tuesday. It's your boy, DJ Bobby Hustle, and my guy, That Vato Capo. This the Audio Meds, the only known cure to insanity right here on AMP, man. We getting
it started today. Yes, sir.
Man, I feel good. You know how good I feel?
Let me guess. I feel so good.
I feel almost as good as your boy, Toby Nwigwe. Hey.
Oh, man. That's feeling great.
If y'all ain't heard, your boy, Toby Nwigwe, is making headlines again. He is actually allegedly cast in the next Transformers movie as the best friend of the lead star, which is very, very dope. That's a big major thing right there. As an independent artist that's been making waves to be in a major blockbuster like that. And the story, reading the article, the story is kind of heartwarming that he said, the story goes, based on the article, is that, you know, he got the opportunity. He read the script, recorded it on his iPhone, sent it in. They said, hey, you sound good. We want to go ahead and cast you as the best friend role. And he was like, well, y'all need me for a month, but I can't be that far along from my family for a month. So I need to bring everybody with me. And it was like, since you are Toby Nwigwe, we're going to fly you and the whole entire family out for the whole month so they can sit on set and watch you perform and be great. So
you made it. You made it.
That's when you make it, when the Transformers fly you out to be the best friend. That's when you know you made it.
Well, you know what I love, man, is like a video went viral of one of his homies talking to him and like toasting to him. They went out for like a family dinner. His homie's like, bro, I love my family. He's like, I'm a family man. But man, if they told me I had to leave, if Transformers told me I had to leave my wife and kids for a month, I'll see you next month.
With a check. I'm coming back with a check.
I don't blame him, man. But, you know, that's the thing. It's like, shout out to Toby because, you know, one is he's independent. You know what I'm saying? Absolutely. Like, that's the thing is he's actually signed to ETA Records through it's a label venture, but ETA Records is an independent label. So, I mean, you could still consider them independent because they're not a huge machine. It's not like Universal or Capitol, but it's still a, you know what I'm saying? They still got, I don't know the situation with that because it's a label deal. So I'm sure he signed his wife. I'm sure he's signing all of his homies. But I mean, big up to him.
Big up to him. And I think he's already set that precedence that, like, you know, I come as a package. You know, which is cool. I like that. I think more people should do that and embrace the family and bring them along, because sometimes, you know, as a guy moving around in this hip hop industry, it's hard to bring your wife to a meeting and try to have a meeting to close the deal and your wife's sitting there. But like, if you can pull it off and y'all can work together as a team, I think all the best for it, man. All the best for it.
Yeah. No, that's a lot of it's big respect, man, being able to incorporate your family into every aspect of the business. You know, I know I try to do it a lot behind the scenes, but not so much publicly. You know what I'm saying? Like, Toby's more, he don't give a fuck. He's, they're everywhere. You know what I'm saying? Like, obviously. So, you know what I'm saying?
So, I mean, it's like, you know, she's an artist.
But see, I don't think, and see, I don't think she was, though. I think he was like, yo, you need to start getting in here. You know, why not get some of this rap money with me? You know what I'm saying? And
right. Why not?
You know,
two checks is better than one. I tell you that much right now.
And it's a package deal now. Like, now he's able to, she brings value to it. So now it's like, mm-hmm. You want me, you can get her as well. And this is how much it costs. And, you know, it's a package deal and everybody's eating. So, but, yeah. But you know, that's super dope, man. Shout out to the indies. I mean, speaking of indies, we played Lil Russell a minute ago. And one thing about him, man, is so I went and looked at some of his merch the other day, right? Like, he dropped a new line of merch, and I went and checked it out, right? So I went and clicked on the shirt. Dog, it popped up $1,000 for a shirt.
You know what's so crazy? I'm looking at it right now, because, like, when you said $1,000 for a shirt, I was like, you know what? I'm going to get four of them. But that's the hook and reel. And so what I do like about this is you can pay $1,000 if you want to, but the whole thing is you are able to make an offer of what you feel that the shirt is worth.
Yeah, and you have to submit the way to do it, though. The only way to do it is if to bid on it, you have to submit your info, right? So you have to put your email, you have to put your name, city, contact information. But that's how these artists build their database, and that's where the value is, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think we had said it. You had mentioned it. Like, I think last week we were talking about. Oh man, who were we talking about? They said that, Larry June, saying he came out and said, you don't need labels anymore. You don't need investors. You just have to really build up a strong platform and database of people that are supporters. You just need listeners. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Which is easier said than done, but.
Yes, yes it is. But you know, it's like it equates back to the lunchroom scenario that I always compare it to. It's like, no matter how weird you are or how different you are, at the high school lunch table there's a group of every type of individual. So all you have to do is find your circle of individuals that rock with you, create a strong fan base with them, and as Coppola just said, own your database as an independent. And a lot of artists, you know, they don't they focus a lot on the creative part and sometimes miss out on the online business aspect part of being a working musician. And so owning your database is a very crucial part of being able to communicate with your fans and people that support you, and you know, being able to stay at the top of their mind. And, you know, through this tool that he's using here on his website, like you said, Coppo, he's able to collect all kinds of pivotal information from the user to be able to better serve his users. Not saying that he's selling our data like Facebook and, you know, Googling all them. You know, you bet not be, because you hit me with the pixel. I'm looking on here. You got the tracking pixel on there. So I see
about
to see a bunch of ads on Facebook. But that's cool.
Yeah, he's following you. Everywhere you go from now on, Lil Russell's right there looking over your shoulder.
I'm going to see all your videos. You know, and, you know, that's the other side of marketing that I think every artist should at least understand, how online, digital, social media advertising and marketing works, because there's a difference between putting up a post and there's a difference between running an advertising marketing campaign that you are actually tracking the data that you can visualize and see how well your campaign is working, and you can capitalize on that, you know. And
Well,
as an independent artist, you should know that.
Exactly. And there was a label head that came out recently that was saying, and I forgot the artist's name that he was talking about or he was referring to, but this artist was about to drop a project, and they had been working on this project. It was first quarter. They're about to release this project, and I guess the artist, you know, he's controversial, and he did something, posted on IG, and they shut his Instagram down, right? So they took his page from him. And they were relying on his millions of followers for when they dropped this project, to you know, to support it and promote it and all this shit. So basically is what happened is the label was like, we're going to shelve it. You're not going to put this project out. We don't have your Instagram. We don't have the social media presence we need to push it, to make it a success. We're going to shelve it until we figure this out, and then we'll come back to it. And luckily, someone that was a part of the team had been collecting all the emails and data from every time they were selling merch and different things online and doing contests and stuff like that. And he's like, bro, I got a spreadsheet of all these emails and Instagram accounts and all this stuff. So they went and they turned around and made it into a marketing campaign where they did a contest and made the fans their basically the promoters, and they went out and posted, you know, how many times can you post this? How many times, you know, like he doesn't have social media, let's blow it up. And that shit took off and it worked out in their favor. But if it wasn't for that guy on the team that collected that data, dog, they would have been up Schitt's Creek. You know what I'm saying? Like,
absolutely. And that goes to show that spreadsheets don't sound sexy, but they can keep you in business and keep the checks rolling. So, you know, like what was we talking about on the last dose, that as soon as the phone starts ringing, you need somebody to answer the phone. And soon as the phone starts getting answered, you need somebody to work that spreadsheet too.
That's it. Put it all in data, man. But yo, I'm just loving how many independent artists are really out here getting it out the mud. You know what I'm saying? Like,
absolutely.
Building it from the ground up, dog.
You got to, man, because like, shit, from the bottom, the only place to go up is up. Yo, man, like I said, we got a dope show lined up. We got a special guest lined up, man. But right now, we about to dig, play this little record right here. We about to get it out the mud. Shouts out to
this
your
little
boys.
Record.
Hey, it's a big record. Actually, it's a big record, man. You know what?
Don't be one of them guys, man.
No, we say that a lot. We tell people, like, stop saying little, because little is one of the most demeaning things you can put in front of anybody.
Yeah,
man. I see you got your little race. I see you got your little kids.
I see you got your little show on amp.
Y'all doing y'all's little thing. I see. We're about to play this big record, man. We're about to play this gigantic, monstrous record. It's colossal. It's mammoth. It's
out the mud.
Out the motherfucking mud.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Audio meds, they're good for you.
Yeah, man. Out the mud, man. It do feel better when you get it out the mud. I can't even lie.
Man, you know,
it feels so much sweeter because you can taste it and you appreciate it. You know, when you wipe that mud off you.
Oh, yeah. You appreciate it way more, man. Shout out to Coyote from out there in Cali featuring Simba. My man doing it big out there, man.
Major, man.
Yep. So, man, like I said, bro, we got a special guest joining us today. And before we bring him on, let me give him a proper introduction. He hails from Nashville, Tennessee, been out here grinding, moving around from Haitian descent. Not only does he create global music that will either fill up the dance floor or fill up a stadium, my man is doing it big, traveling all over the world with multiple businesses, grinding it out, setting standards for the next independent artist to follow in the path of him, and pay attention to the blueprint, because my man is grinding heavy and he's definitely one of the next up, because that's what we do on the way up. It's all about spotlighting dope, talented artists, and that's what we're about to do now. I need y'all to make some noise for the one, the only, my man, Gusto Terrestrial. Hit that mic. Hit the mic to unmute yourself, homie.
Hey, Gusto Terrestrial.
Yes, sir. You there?
Yeah, I'm here. You already know it's Gusto. What's good? How doing out there?
Gusto.
We here, man. We appreciate you tapping in. What part of the country are you on today, man?
Yeah, I'm in Atlanta right now, just at the studio, man. Making some real humbunctious music. No, how it go?
Okay, humbunctious. Okay, all right. Eloquence.
He said humbunctious.
Hey, I like that. Yeah. Google. I don't even know what that means. I'm about to Google that.
Google it. Google it. I'm pop up. I make that word up. Google it. I'm pop up. You know what I mean? That's real mass. That's anything real extraordinary. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, extraordinary. Okay, Gusto Terrestrial, man. So you like aliens and shit?
Man, all day right there. You gotta think. Hey, you know, you watch that Wakanda movie, then you know what I'm saying?
Yes,
hey,
I did. I'm a sci-fi buff.
That's what a real astro is at. Quit playing, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, all right.
He said, quit playing.
You tell us who it was, you ain't got to say it again.
That's it. So you've been out here moving around, man, getting to it. You were in the studio. Are you working on a new project or something?
Man, you know, I'm working on something all the time, creating, you know, just creating different sound. You know what I mean? I feel like I'm like 10 steps ahead. You know, I tell you all the time, I planet hop, you know what I'm saying? So while out on Earth, I'm probably somewhere in Jupiter, I'm somewhere on another planet, you know what I'm saying? So, you know,
he's out of here.
I gotta catch up sometimes to what's going on, you know what I mean? But yeah, of course, I'm always working on the project, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. You gotta stay working, man. Jupiter? Hey, man, I'll be out of space too, man, so I understand truly where you're coming from, and it's like some of these earthlings just don't understand.
I'm glad we can relate. I'm glad you resonate with that, man. Hey, I knew what's up about you.
I'm out of here.
ET, phone home, right?
Phone home, man.
Yo. All right, so Gusto, man. Nashville, Tennessee, right? That's not the birthplace, right?
Not the birthplace, but that's home.
Okay.
Not the birthplace, that's home. Nashville raised me, you know what I'm saying? That's home. It's not a place where I let it be at times, man. You know what I'm saying? It's a bittersweet love and hate relationship that, you know, that I just enjoy. You know what I mean? You know that relationship you enjoy, it's bittersweet to enjoy.
that dysfunctional relationship you just can't get out of, but
hey, it's like eating the greatest meal of green apple. It's like every time you take a bite, it's like that first bite is always great until it gets to the end. You're like, damn. You know what I'm saying? That's how casual it is, man.
That's what's up. And you're of Haitian descent, right?
Yeah, man. I'm the biggest out doing it, man. I'm the biggest Z doing it. It's like I fed all you saying, excuse me, yes, I got a fat.
Mm.
Yeah, they ain't doing that. Yeah, okay.
All right. He said, okay.
Yeah, okay. You can watch out for the Zos, man. I know how y'all get down, man. Much respect.
Man, appreciate it. So
did you grow up in Haiti, or like when did you come to the state, or were you born in the States? Have you ever been to Haiti?
No, I'm one of the first ones to go to Haiti where all this don't go movement. I'm one of the first ones to go. Everybody going there, you feel me? Like, I'm really a trendsetter, you know what I'm saying? But of course, I was born in the States, but you know, I'll go back home all the time, you know what I'm saying? I'm really, really tuned in with my roots, you know what I'm saying? Like, you have to.
Okay.
I'm actually about to go with my birthday here next month, so yeah.
Hey.
Okay, congratulations. August, Leo, right?
And y'all want to go, man, let me know, man. We take a big trip, man. I was trying to tell everybody, like, don't listen to the media, man. Whoever want to go, holler at me, DM me. We can go anytime. Let's plan it, you know what I'm saying? It's like going to college, right? Actually, if you're in the South, California is actually farther, man. California is farther than Haiti. So but don't listen to the media, man. You want to go to Haiti, man. Just call Gusto, Big Z, man. We can go together. You know what I'm saying?
All right. You're gonna be our liaison, so we can go where it's safe to go.
Listen. Don't listen to the media. We good everywhere, man. I'm the biggest. Okay. I promise you that. I have no lie to say.
Now that's one thing I can honestly say about Gusto, man, is when he moves around, and this man seems to have people in every corner. No matter where you go, he knows someone there. You know what I'm saying? And that's something I applied because you know, a lot of people have that fake love. You know what I'm saying? Oh, what's up? You know what I'm saying? But I can honestly say that I see you. And no matter where you're at, there's people around you that genuinely love you. You know what I'm saying? That genuinely support you and rock with you. And I don't know if it's team or if it's family or what, but yo, man, that shit's super dope, dog.
Man, what it is, man, great energy and, you know, positivity is contagious, man. Like, you can fake the funk all day, but no matter if you're a kid or adult or older woman, an elderly person, you know what's real. You know what I'm saying? We recognize real no matter where you at. So just showing that positive progress and genuine love is going to always make sure you succeed. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it surprises me. It surprises me all the time. I'm like, damn, I ain't nobody messing with me like that. You know what I'm saying? But I just be myself. That's one thing about in this world. When you be yourself, you're going to get blessed. The universe is going to take care of you. You know what I'm saying?
Mm, yeah, that's real. That's the truest shit ever, dog. So for the people out there that aren't familiar with your sound, how would you describe it to the listeners that haven't heard you yet?
So, listeners that haven't heard me yet, the biggest thing of my sound is it is a vibe that you can't get me.
We're losing you, man.
Yeah,
you in a bad signal, man.
I think you in the basement.
The real bass, though, just extraordinary, okay. Being yourself, dope energy. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Extraordinary, dope energy. We heard that part.
They want to make sure you ain't capping. When you ain't capping, you know what you ain't capping. Yeah. Let me see. We good now?
Yeah, that's better.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds better.
Man, I'm going to tell when the universe want to test you, make sure you ain't capping. If you said it once, you got to be able to say it again. You got to live by it. You know what I'm saying? That's what it's
live by right down.
I love it. You say it once, you
got to
be able to say it again.
Yeah, man. So what it is, you know what I'm saying? If you haven't heard my music, man, it's a vibe that you can't get from nowhere else. You know what I'm saying? It's just extraordinary energy. That's all I can say. You know what I mean? And anybody who want to identify with being themselves, you know what I mean, being a leader out there, and you want to educate, motivate, inspire, that's the music. You know what I'm saying? Through your ups and downs, just telling your story. You know what I'm saying? Basically, my music is just looking at the universe from your own eyes. You know what I mean? My own eyes. You know I mean, nothing scripted. You know what I mean? With me, hey, it is what you get. You feel me? So, you know, and that's what the game missing. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. I hear you say the term universe and things a lot. So not to get too deep into it. So I know a lot of artists, they have their perspective on religious values. Is that something that drives you, you know, always believing in the universe, or is that something scientific?
Man, that's a great question, man. Hey, I love that. That's a great question. So I'm gonna be real with you. To me, religion is the vision. You know what I'm saying? I'm really a revolutionary in this thing that really believe in evolution. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, I believe unity makes strength. So whenever we are out here doing something different, basically, like, you know, not under the same umbrella, I feel that's the vision. You know what I'm saying? The divide and conquer. I ain't with that. You know what I'm saying? So if we stand together, we're going to rise together. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm not big on religion at all. Just to answer your question, that's the vision.
Okay. Absolutely, absolutely. And I could definitely concur. We're going to nip that part right there in the bud because we don't want to go down that path too much. But let's take it back real quick, man. So, you know, a lot of people here, they don't know too much about your history and your backstory. And, you know, knowing some of the current music on you, but kind of getting to know some of your history and reading, you know, some of your articles and stuff on you. You started in the music business on the management side at 15.
Yeah, man. You know, and some things I can talk about, but I can't. But you know how it be. You know. Let me just be already real with you, because you know they're my people. So you know how. Let's say before all this development, before you can even say you're going to be a rapper, I'm the person you might have to talk to for the street development.
Okay.
You know, I'm the person you might have to talk to. You know, when your numbers ain't right, you got to understand certain things. You might have to come holler at me. You know what I'm saying? I can educate you on some things that you may want to rap about, but just don't know entirely what it is. You know what I'm saying? So that's how that management came at 15. Then when I noticed the growth I had and the influence I had at 15, I got older and I said I really can take this somewhere. You know what I mean? So you know that was the first age that I had awareness, I would say, to the music industry, building awareness. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Okay, and you did that at 15, so that's a, you know, that's a young age. Like, there's a lot of 15-year-olds and young people that want to be in the industry, but most of them want to be on the creative side. But to take that stance that I want to be on the back-end business management side says a lot about your mental capacity and mind state at that age. So,
For sure, you know, I did not want no spotlight. that's what I'm getting at.
Sometimes the starlight won't shoot, man. Choose sometimes. Sometimes the stars won't shoot, and so you just got to follow your path.
That's it.
You answering on the money, man. I know me and you connected. We're gonna plenty hop. We're gonna after this interview, man. We're gonna plenty hop.
Fuel that bitch up. Let's go. So okay, so not to get too dark and deep into your past, but we gotta learn from our past to learn to, you know, do better in the future. You had done some time, right?
Yeah.
We ain't got to go too much deep into it, but of course that's part of your rep as a rapper. So just whatever you feel like you can share with us about that and the learning experience that you gained from it now being a, shall I say, what's the word, a refined citizen?
Yeah, man, I'll say this, you know, I don't want nobody to ever have to go through doing time to understand and identify with themselves. But what I will say is, you know, the biggest thing I learned is sometimes you have to just sit down and you have to understand your growth, understand how to like heal yourself. That's the biggest thing. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's a cheat code I learned now through my experience. I can tell everybody, man, only you can heal you. There's nothing else out there that can help you heal yourself but you. So once you believe in yourself and you understand who you are as a person, you know what I mean? Your gifts, your purpose, you're unstoppable out here in this world. So that's the biggest thing from that time that I had to sit down, because, you know, as a man, the real men out there, you know, we always moving, we always, you know, having to take care of these responsibilities. So you don't have a good time, chance to sit down sometimes, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hey, when you want to sit down, I would tell you one thing, you're going to find out a whole lot. Listen to Gusto by the cheat code, man. Just identify with yourself and learn your purpose and go out there and be great.
Man, yeah, that's absolutely the realest shit.
Don't be forced to sit down. Nobody out there. Don't not be forced to sit down.
take time to do this.
You do, but it's like that saying goes. Sometimes God will put you in what you think is a bad situation just to keep you out of a worse situation. Because if you hadn't took that time to sit down, ain't no telling where you might or might not be right now.
Yeah. Or what you can pull from that situation to apply after you get out, which I feel is like kind of what you did, Gusto. When you got out, you were a new man. You know what I'm saying? Like you came out with a plan. You aggressively attacked your plans and started maneuvering and working towards every goal that you had. And that's not an easy task, especially for someone that's done time and stuff. When you get out, a lot of times there's no opportunities and you don't know what to do. And a lot of people fall back into that same cycle and they can't redevelop themselves into something new and try to find positive. Which that's why, like, I always applaud you for that, bro. Like watching from afar, you know, even like you said, 15 years old doing management, more on the entrepreneur side, looking at it for the business instead of trying to be the artist. Everybody wants to be the rapper nowadays. Everybody wants to have the grills and the chains, and no one wants to do the work behind the scenes. So I think that shows a lot of what type of person you are, your character. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, man. So all the listeners, bro, like, take a second to sit down. Take a second to sit down.
You gotta sit down, but just, you know, go home and sit down for a second. Yeah, you know, slow the car, put it in the car. Yeah.
Hey, okay. So you gotta take a second to sit down. I'm telling you, because it's your time. You know what I'm saying? People gotta understand, like, this time that we think, you know, what I mean, that we out here operating on, man. Look, that's the, I'm telling you, I'll be planet hopping, man, for real. You know what I mean? So,
hey,
you create time. The opportunity, you know what I'm saying? It's your time, so take your time and sit down and get to know yourself and go out there and be great. You know what I'm saying? That's it. Hey, a lot of things in life is not rocket science. It's all about when you want to heal, you want to put the work in. You know what I mean? Anything out here in this world, you got to put the work in. You feel me? Once you put the work in, hey, you brilliant. You know what I'm saying? You're unstoppable. I swear.
Yes, sir.
I always say it. I always say it, Bobby. You get out of it what you put into it.
Absolutely. Yes, sirski. And speaking of that, okay, so we're going to go ahead and rip the scab off this thing, man. You talking good, Gusto, but a lot of people still ain't heard you. They still don't know the music. They say, okay, he got some game. He got some knowledge. I hang out with this nigga. I smoke a blunt with him, but do I really like his music yet? So we got some records. Me and Cabo, we went through the catalog. You know what I'm saying? We picked out a couple records, man. So we got this record, Yes, Sirski. Did I say that right? Is that like Russian or German? And I said it completely wrong.
That's it right there. Yes, Sirski. Then I want to tell y'all too, man, for real, man. Hey, y'all dope, man. I love what y'all are doing. You know what I'm saying? I'm a big fan of the show, man. Hey, I got to keep it up too, man, for real, for real.
Appreciate it.
We appreciate that, man. That's love.
Okay. So before we play this record. No, go ahead, Capo.
Go ahead. Oh, no, I was going to say, before we play this record, let the people know. I'm going to pull a Bobby. Prime their ears and let the people know where you were at when you wrote this song, what vibe it is, what they can expect when they hear it.
Oh, man, yeah. I asked all the great questions. Maybe get a little personal here, a little personal. So I got to be honest, you know what I'm saying? I was high, you know what I'm saying, feeling good, you know what I'm saying. I was really a little upset that, you know, like, you know, I was upset at a situation I had with a female, you know what I'm saying. And, you know, I just so happened to, you know, just see one of her friends, you know what I mean. You know, with me, y'all gonna see, I'm a wild boy, I got a wild story. I just so happened to see her friends, and this put like it's her friend was a cold shoulder for me to lean on, and I made the best out of it. You know what I'm saying? So after that, I had to go to the studio. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. And I catch my
dress off. Yeah. Yes, sir. You know what that means.
Okay. Well, without further ado, we're about to play this record by Gusto Terrestrial off the Trap Takeover Project. Yes, Sirski, you know how we do here, yes, at Audio Meds. Tap that plus button and turn it to a check. Let's go.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Audio Meds, they're good for yous.
Yes, sir, man. It's the Audio Meds. It's your boy DJ Bobby Hustle and my Vato Capo. We got a special guest on the line, Gusto Terrestrial. If you're just now tuning in, that was Yes, Sir,
yes, by Gusto
Terrestrial. Yeah. Yes, I ain't gonna lie. That little record right there, like, you know what I'm saying?
There go the little. You know, don't
right? You're absolutely right. Slap yourself, Bobby. That record right there, that big record right there. You know what I'm saying? We all genetically predisposed to our environments, and the things that we soak up from our environments, it's up to us to change them. And so I'm doing my best. And just, we're all human, so don't fault me for being human. I'm sorry. But that big record right there, that had me, like, listening to it, like, after you primed it, it's got me kind of feeling like a dog, man. I want to just, like, I feel like I got a dog, and I want to just like slide up in something, be like, yes, sir, ski, come here, girl.
That man said, like a dog.
You know, that's got me feeling like a dog. Like, I'm clean, I just got a bag, and I'm about to, like, well, man, I'm about to do all kind of debauchery.
All right, man. They say like a dog. Okay, then.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You know, like, you can't touch me, man. I mean, shit, I got a big stack of money and shit. Man, I'm ready to go. Where you at?
Get on some drinks. Let's get it.
Yes, Sirski.
That's how it is. It's a vibe. I'm telling you, it's a vibe. You can't even know. I was over here hype. I was over here, man. Yes, Sirski. I'm talking about, man. Hey, I just planet hopped on you. I had to come back. I was like, oh, let me hurry get back. I'm going to get back. Shit.
Mm-hmm. I love it. Okay, so creating the vibe, right? You said it's a vibe. Creating these vibes. What's your process when going? You just left the studio. Is there a process when you go to create, like, specific vibes? Do you have to do specific things to get into that zone?
Man, you know what scares me about my recording process, to be honest with you guys, like, recording and me being an artist was my biggest, like, I never had insecurities growing up, and, like, at all, you know what I'm saying? But that was my biggest insecurity, because I'll be real, I feel like, I used to always feel like I'm telling on myself. Like, you know, growing up, you talk like not to speak on things that you've seen or heard, you know what I mean? So when I'm in a studio, what scares me is how natural I just make a song off any beat. Like, I go in there just, basically, when it's your real life and you're telling the truth, and, you know, you're being yourself, you know what I mean? It's just organically happening. So when the beat come on, I've been wanting to be in the studio for 24 hours, like, for real. That's really what I plan to hop like. I can be in the studio forever. Like, I don't have to leave the studio, because one thing about it is it's therapy, and it's a great feeling. You know what I'm saying? It's like release. It's like working out. It's like sex. I swear, it's like busting a nut. Man, when I go in there, it's like easy, man. It's just, I don't know how to explain it to nobody, but I know, like, I don't care. Put me against whoever, like, from any genre, like, I'm telling you, my energy is unmatched in that studio. People get scared, trust me. Like, the neighbors know.
The engineers.
know what to do with me. They'd be like, oh my God, I don't even know where to put this man at. I swear, it should be crazy.
I can believe it, because like just from this call right now, the energy you have, I can imagine you in the studio on that oil, and you got a record that is slapping. You got a record that's slapping. You might knock somebody out.
And I'll be real with you, man. On that oil, like they call it spirits for a reason. Just know that. That's all I'm saying. Hey.
Spirits for a reason. Well, that's what I was about to ask you. Is it one of those things where you – are you able to create just as well sober?
Man, yes. That's what scares me the most.
Yes, that's dope.
For real. And you know, and I'll be real too, if I do take anything or I do go in a phase of anything, it's like it enhances me so much where I'm the guy who want to fight the whole production team. Why do I got to go? Like, it's better for me to be sober, because if I do anything, I don't want to leave the studio. I feel like no, I should not be able to leave. Like, no, I'm here now. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, for real. So, you know what I mean? And I would say every artist out there, and I'm going to say everybody out there, like, you should, whatever you're doing, whatever you do sober, I mean, no, whatever you do on something, you should be able to do it sober. You know what I'm saying? So, like, if you do it sober, like, you got to get your practice on. You really have to work on that. You feel me? And that may be something that, you know, that you're not facing, because, you know, as a man out here, I will always, no matter like which I hear my music there, but I'm always healing, I'm always growing. So I will convince everybody and tell everybody, like, identify with themselves, you know what I'm saying? So you can understand who you are as a person, and you can be your best version of yourself, you know what I mean? So if you can't do it sober, you don't need to be doing it at all. Point blank.
That's it. I agree. Like, you don't want to be dependent on anything, man. Like, that shit is the worst, where I can't do it without this or with that. It's like, man, let's get this fucking money, man. Get that bag.
Yeah, That's my weapon. Like, I'll be like, all right, when I meet, like, and I ain't gonna lie, I got a lot of shit on the way, man. Y'all know I got a lot of shit on the way. So when I'm working with major artists, that's one thing I look for. And I don't care. I'm gonna tell my sauce. I don't care, because, you know, I'm the creator, so I just ask them to season if they take it. I don't care. But what I do is I look out for what their artists need. I look out for, like, what his vices is. And I just go and tap. I attack him with that feature off the vice that he needed. If you need that Percocet, you need that alcohol, whatever you need that female, I'm going to go attack it without it and make you get real, real uncomfortable. I love it. I ain't gonna lie. I love it.
He said make him uncomfortable.
I think this something that's not really talked about a lot in the hip-hop industry. I don't want to be a downer, but it's, you know, sometimes things need to be talked about is alcoholism in the hip hop community. Because when I was working with Dallas Austin, you know, it's a lot of rich guys all over the place. And one thing that I could not keep up with was the drinking. And it's like, you know, we party all night, Patron, Don Julio, we drinking all night, wake up at 11 a.m., you know, hungover in the studio, and start drinking again in the middle of the day.
Start drinking immediately.
Wow. It's like, you guys drink $1,000 worth of alcohol in a weekend, and, you know, and just because you're rich doesn't make you less of an alcoholic. It's just because you have money, they can't see it on the outside, you know. And it's like, there's a lot of that in the industry that people don't talk about. Like, and I'm glad that you spoke on saying that if you can do it, you should be able to do it sober. Whatever your craft is, you should be able to do it sober. And I definitely believe that.
That's a lot of artists' downfall, though, is like, especially when they hit the road, you know what I'm saying? They start touring. Every night becomes a party, and that's when artists start really falling off, because they, you know what I'm saying, they hit that ground running the first, you know, couple of shows into it, they're good, and then, you know, a week into it, and they're still trying to keep that up and party like that and drink and consume, bro, your body's gonna crash. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Capo, not to cut you off, but we got a caller on the line.
Let's take him. What's up?
We got All Access Jay. You gotta unmute your mic, sir.
What's good? Ma'am. What's popping?
All Access Jay, what's going on? That's my guy. How you doing, Brody?
Hey, man, life's good, man. Everything's good.
Real quick, man, just let the people know who you are, what you got going on.
Man, you already know, man, it's your boy, All Access Jay. I do everything but sleep, radio, video. I'm in the clubs. I DJ. I host. Like I said, I do everything but sleep. What up, Hustle?
What's up, man? What's up, man? So tell us, man, you heard the record. You're a big music creator, you know, so you know good records when you see it. So how are you feeling so far about this Gusto Terrestrial record?
Yes, Sirski.
Loving it. Love it.
Did we love it, man? No, he's still there.
Oh, okay.
You know, he's definitely on his own wave. That's what I like the most about it. Like, when I hear that, I don't hear the everyday Migo flow, the everyday whatever flow. It's his wave. And that's what I think more artists should do, because we in a wide open space right now. You could do whatever you want. You could be whoever you want to be. You don't have to copy. You don't have to follow somebody else's lead because it was successful for them. You can make your own success in this game. You feel me?
Facts. And that's what On the Way Up is all about, is spotlighting artists that are doing just that. You know what I'm saying? Creating their own sound, creating their own lane, creating their own path within the game. And that's why we were talking about the independent artists that were getting it out the mud and creating this wealth without having to lean on labels for financing and stuff and figuring it out. Cause it seems like more and more artists are doing it now, independently, and learning that you can be successful at it. So yeah, big applause to all those artists doing it, man, especially you, Gusto. But Bobby, it sounds like a lot of these guys, we got some smart dudes on with us, bro.
We do, man. So, go ahead.
My thing is, man, if they can feed you, they can starve you. Like, come on, man. Like, that's how I know who really, I'm going to be always thorough with y'all. That's how I know who really, really active in these streets. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't give a damn. Like, you know how it is, man. Nobody from nobody starve. You know what I'm saying? If you signing something, you feel me, and you know, now guess what? Whatever flows, like, whatever works for a person, works for them. But when you're a real man out here, you want to be able to create opportunity. You want to be able to feed your family. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, like, if you got to get signed sometimes, you know what I mean? You're getting pimped. You know what I'm saying? So you really can't do that. Like, you know what I mean? You somebody's hoe. You have to answer to somebody. I don't even care in the streets. Like, you know, I'll be real. Like, if you have a situation that's being resourceful for you, you got to answer that person whenever they call. You're still being pimped. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to do when they call. So if you a real man, you're gonna be on man time. You know what I mean? It might take a little bit longer. You know what I mean? It might be some real work you gotta put in, but just be on man time and create opportunity for your family. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm telling you, one more time, I say it again. If they feed you, they can starve. That's a fact.
But like you said, it may take more time, but not only more time and energy, but also money. Right. And that's where a lot of indie artists, you know, they might not have the finances to invest in themselves like that. And that's why they put themselves in a situation to end up, you know, signing something that might not be.
They all have worked for somebody before. You feel me? That's understandable. But it is like, you don't have to get in those contracts where, you know, where you don't get your life away. You know what I'm saying? You can learn. Like, I'm not against anyone learning the ropes. You know what I mean? You can sign. And you figure out how, like, to put your bread up, you know what I mean, and buy yourself out. Because all it is a loan. Once you understand it's a loan, you know, people buy loans to buy houses. People get loans to start a business. So once you understand you putting yourself through a loan process, understand to get yourself out. But I think what happens to a lot of artists, they get the glamorous lifestyle, they get the best of them, you know what I mean, and they forget who they are and thinking, you know what I mean, they're going to last forever in this. And that's when you get pimped.
Check this out, right? We have a bad habit of saying because you're independent, it's going to take longer. No, it don't take longer. It takes the same grind and hustle that the other people did, because we don't know how long it took them to get on. We just see the final results. Like, we don't see the artists, the mainstream artists. We don't see them going to the open mics and doing all that stuff. We only see them once they make it. So it's not a longer process. It's you just got to put in the same work. You got to be available. You got to be ready to go on go all the time.
Facts.
Facts. Okay. And speaking of that, I'm glad you brought that up. So, touching on today's topic, we got two very individuals on both sides of the spectrum. Gusto Terrestrial being primarily artists right now, and All Access being primarily marketing promotions. Is the amount of money spent on marketing determines whether the success of an artist? Is that what makes them a star?
Well, I feel like
Go ahead, Gus, though.
I was gonna say, as an artist, I feel like putting the dollars in the right places. Like you could have $1 million, spend a whole $1 million on marketing, don't get you nowhere. You have to understand how to create bulletproof business and understand your brand. Understand your brand, your market, your demographics, you know what I'm saying, your audience, and put the dollars in the right places. And you will be successful. You know what I mean? Once you understand those things. Sometimes people just like they think because they got money and they can just throw it out there. Mm-hmm. And you feel me? That's how they eat it. You know what I'm saying? It's all about
burning shit.
Look, burning, you go broke. You'll go broke. Mm-hmm. And it happens to the best of us. Like, I can be honest with you, it happened to me before. Mm-hmm. It happens to the best of us. You know what I'm saying? Especially if you're not sitting there like you can't. There's no one thing I can't say as an artist right now, anybody out there listening, there's no cheat code to this. What it is, you have to study, you have to put the work in, and you have to be willing to do what it takes, basically taking the risk and doing what other people are fearful of doing. That's the biggest thing. Like, you quit thinking you're going to have a little baby template, you know what I'm saying, and then now it's working for you. No, create your own templates and do what's best for you and your brain, you know what I'm saying? You can't go out there trying to go against a machine. You know what I mean? You don't have nowhere near the budget. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I don't care who you know, what it is out there. If you're not signed, you cannot go against that machine. Like, just that's the number one secret. Like, stop. Because they love people like that who think they can go against it, go against the grain. You know what I'm saying? Say where mm-hmm. you at, you know what I mean? And understand your core audience and build it. Just build it up. It's like anything you're doing out there, you got to hustle. You got to hustle and you got to understand who's for you and put the money in their pockets. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Build your. You know what I mean? You
one thing you missed, though, you said you gotta work towards it, gotta invest, you gotta, you know, all this stuff. You also have to be talented. And I feel like not everybody has to be talented, like in a certain sense, but you have to be able to create something that's quality for people to stick around and really attach themselves to it and want to become a fan, even though there's a lot of garbage out here, because to each his own, right? Like the lot, so what I think is dope, someone else might not feel is dope, but you get out of it what you put into it. So if it's good music,
I'm
quality.
Glad you
music,
said that, Capo. I'm glad you said that, because that brings us to the topic that we always have. Like, and Access, I'm glad you all Access. I'm glad you on here too, because let me ask you this question specifically: when a client comes to you, what's more important, talent or budget?
That's a question. I think it's equal balance for me, because if I personally don't like the music, if I don't like the brand or whatever they're doing, it's going to make it hard for me to market and promote it. I'm not going to have the same love for it as somebody that comes in, they got their stuff together, they got their music together, they got everything together, and they got a budget. Because you can do a lot with somebody who's like super talented, who has that it factor, with a lower budget than somebody who has trash and a whole lot of money.
Mm.
So what I was going to say is the amount of money that you put in your marketing, look at this. They say music is the most expensive career you can ever have, right? You can pay what it costs to go to Harvard and get nothing out the music, but at the end of the semester, when you get your degree from Harvard, you still got something to fall back on. You don't have nothing to fall back on music once you spend that kind of bread. You feel what I'm saying? So with your marketing, I 100% agree with Gusto. It's you got to put your money in the right places. You got to have good relationships, and not relationships where you're using people for free stuff, but you're using people for resources, and you're also putting that money into their pockets for those resources. Like, people have it confused, like, yeah, that's my homie, he going to do it for free. Now your homie can't pay the electric bill with you doing stuff for free. You feel what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, it's really about where you put your money at, who you spend your money with, if somebody tell you, hey man, I can do this for you, I can do that for you, that for you, and then when you ask them, they can't show you no proof, you ain't never seen them do it before, but you just spent bread on them.
And, you know,
and that's not your marketing budget. That's just extra money that you spending.
You just throwing bread. But see, this is the thing, is like Gusto said, you got, or even you said, you got to put money in the right places, right? And a lot of times artists, I think it's about putting it in the right places, but it's also about putting it in the right places at the right time, because timing is very important. So it's like, you know, a lot of artists will jump out here. They might have a radio plug, or they might have big media plugs or something, and then they jump out and go do these media runs or radio, or you know, attach themselves to a tour, but they don't have a catalog yet. They don't have anything in order for them to start pushing afterwards. So they're not prepared. Once something starts moving, there's nothing for them to do after it. You know what I'm saying? So they make one move, they get this attention, and then what? They stop moving for 6 months. You know what I'm saying? So,
but this is my thing, right? With what you just said, right? Even not having a catalog and all that stuff, because the age and the day that we live in, people just want to see what you're doing. One, if they don't capitalize off as many visuals as possible that you can get in that short amount of time of the tour or whatever it is you doing, you already lost, right? Two, you don't need a whole catalog anymore. You just need one or two that's going to ring for a couple minutes. And, you know, it's up to you within that time to build something new. But them visuals and what people see you doing is more important than the music at this point, because they're not buying music. They're buying the personality. They're buying the entity. They're buying the brand.
Shout out to my guy John Woo, man. Tapped in with us. Definitely dropping some gems in the chat as well, man. So shout out to John Woo, tune in, man. Bobby.
And Bobby said, my bad, but I'm gonna touch on though, because I would say artists out there, anybody who listening, what I have learned through experience, and you know, when you're doing music, you know what I'm saying, when you're focused on any of your craft, when you're trying to build that talent, because like Gusto, I can be our game, like, I never felt like I had the talent off the bat. I just knew I had great energy. What I would say is, the only thing that I figured out in music is, would you lock in? Music is the first thing that's quantity over quality. I'm going to tell you why. Because once you keep doing something and you put your hours in, you do it repeatedly, you're going to build your talent. You know what I'm saying? That practice really makes perfect when it comes to music. Like anything else, when you hustling, of course, you want quality first. But one thing about this music, once you go in that studio and you give them 8 hours every day, and you just in there, like not being insecure, not caring about how you sound, just going in there with a real production team, and they really believe in you, and you going in there, you working, I'm telling you, that quality will come. So you have to put your time in. So basically, what I mean by quantity over quality, you have to keep doing it. Then it's like you look up and it's like you the dopest artist ever. I'm telling you, like right now, I know I'm a dopest because I put that time in. So that's what you have to do. So don't, like, sometimes that's one thing with music. Like, understand you have to really, 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 really put that work in. Like, don't think it's like, oh, today I'm gonna put these bars in. You have to study dictionary, study words, study cadences, study flows. Like, whoever you look up to as an artist, study that artist. Go back in the day, you know what I mean? Do the homework. Like, think about the MJs, the Princes, whoever is iconic figure out there. Do your homework, and I promise you, once you get in that studio, you're gonna put that time in, and you're gonna have your talent. You're gonna have that quality. You're like, damn. Because I'm one person that I can't say, I don't know if I'm the only person in the world, but I can say that I taught myself how to do music. Real time, I taught myself.
Yeah, yeah.
Anything is possible, I promise you.
That's it, man. So anything's possible. I also, like we were saying, you know, with the timing and stuff and putting this energy into it, you know, a lot of people say, you know, we all said it at the same time. It's about putting your money in the right places. But at the same time, it's also about spending what you do when you do these services or you put your money in these places, making a campaign out of everything that you do so that you get the value out of it and you make the most of it. A lot of artists will do make a move and then they just expect the platform to do everything for them, but they don't put any work on the back end. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, if you do an interview, go and run ads for that interview and build it up, hype it up as much as you can, build a campaign around that so that other platforms see how much shit that you're doing with these other platforms. And they're like, oh shit, we need to do something with that person. Or, you know, you're getting radio spins, start servicing them reports to other PDs and showing them like, yo, I'm getting spun here. Like, try to get other PDs to catch on to what other stations are doing for you so that it spreads. You know what I'm saying? Instead of just sitting back and being like, oh, I got my song on one station and thinking that it's going to do like it's going to grow legs and just do it by itself. You know, like if you turn this shit into something and make other people, because from the outside, people don't know what's happening on the inside. So you have to make it look bigger than every, you know, what it is. Always make it look bigger, man. So
perception is everything, man. Perception is everything. How you
especially doing, in this, especially doing, in this business.
Awesome. Absolutely. Yeah.
Just be yourself. Themselves. Stop being Young Boy. Stop being Chief Keef. Stop being I don't know whoever. Stop being, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's one thing, like, I would say this. Okay, I understand like being inspired, but once you're inspired, you have to take it on yourself. To get inspired and then to go follow the steps of yourself to lead in your path, you know what I'm saying, your journey. Nothing wrong with inspiration. Everybody got to follow them before they're a leader. You understand that. But once you follow, understand it's your time to lead and go crazy. That's all it is. And understand, like everybody, whoever you look up to, they did their thing. They're doing their thing. You know what I'm saying? Understand, like, how do you make this your world? You feel me? How do you have everybody looking at you for what you want to do? You know what I'm saying? Your brand, your legacy. And I think that's what people got to understand. You know what I'm saying? They forget that. And, you know, it's the label's fault sometimes, too, because, like, they understand. People don't work in them. But they be like, all right, here's this template. Here's the little baby template. Here's this. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, you're shy away from that. People scared to put that work in. What it is they scared to put that work in. I know what it is. Put that work in. You know what I mean? Anything in life, you got to put that work in. You're going to get it.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. And you know what? That's very, very smart. Both of you guys on here are very smart in the life as well as in this entertainment industry. So I don't know if you guys seen the show before. Do we have a segment on here where we want to twist your arm a little bit? Since we got you guys on the line, we want to play a little bit of Street Smarts trivia, test your hip-hop knowledge, and hopefully we don't have to pull your hip-hop card. It's just a game, so don't get the cocking and loading on me, you know? So we're going to play a little bit of trivia. So, Gusto, you're going to be the lead, and we got All Access J that's going to be your lifeline if you can't figure it out. So, y'all down?
All right. Let's get it.
Okay, it's real simple. Uh-oh. All we're going to do is just ask you a question. You just got to give us an answer.
Let's get it.
All right, so the first category is hip-hop history. So the question is, the documentary was whose debut album and it was number one selling? Was it
A, 50 Cent, B, The Game, or C, Exhibit?
Who voices on there saying that? That's dope. That sounds like a real talk show. I got nervous for a second. Like, damn, where am I at? Nah, but it's an easy one, man. Come on, man. Guess what? I got my own genre. I'm trialing. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm trap music mixed with the island. So, you know, I feel like I can fail this one. But of course, it's The Game. Come on now. Of course. I'm about to say.
Low hanging fruit.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to let you get that one. All right. So we got another category for you. This category is called ID Check.
Excuse me. I'm going to need to see some identification.
Basically, we're going to read you a government name. You just tell us who it is. All right, it goes. My government name is Torrance Ivy Hatch Jr. Am I
A, T Grizzly, B, Tiger, or C, Boosie Badass?
B-O-O-O-S-I-E-B-A-D-S. Boosie, man. Come on, man.
Damn, these are too easy.
Hey, I already made points. I already made points, man. You know what I'm saying? I know Lil Hatch. You ain't talking about. You feel me?
Okay. All right. Okay. He coming out. Hitting him with the hook. Chop, 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 roof.
He said Lil Hatch. I know Lil Hatch.
Yeah, like it's before. Like you was just over there the other day eating crab legs and lobsters.
Man, hey.
You was over there, wasn't you?
Hey, I was over there, man. Hey, for real, I know Hatch, man. We eating tuna fish sandwiches and having a ball, man. We really from the hood, complaining.
Hey, man, tuna pack. Hey. Okay, all right, we got one more for you, Capo. I think this your favorite category.
Man, no way. All right, so I'm going to read you some lyrics. All you got to do is tell us who said that shit. Ready?
Let's get it.
All right. Big wheels, big straps. You know I like it supersized. Passengers a red bone. Her weave look like some curly fries. Inside fish sticks, outside tartar sauce. Pocket full of celery. Imagine what she telling me. Who said that shit?
Oh, that's a good one. I got Jay, like, because you went like. Damn, that's a good one.
Well, you know we can't do it in the same pattern.
Jay, I need you, Jay, because lately I've been so focused on myself. I ain't even, but damn, I didn't get to say it inside peanut butter, outside chili butter. Like, I need you, Jay, because I ain't gonna lie. I feel like I know.
Like said Jay, I think he had Jay a slip on it.
I'll read it one more time. So we'll see if you can get it. All right. Big wheels, big straps. You know I like it supersized. Passengers a red bone. Her weave look like some curly fries. Inside fish sticks, outside tartar sauce. Packet full of celery. Imagine what she telling me. Who said that shit?
Ooh, it's on the tip of your tongue.
It is though too.
Drop it if anyone knows, drop it in the chat.
Hold on. That's that. Hold on. Hey, I'm gonna tell you what happened because your brain. Your brain. Hey, the way you said it kept. Hey, you serious? we gonna go with you? Cause it's the way you said it. You said it well, person. I'm like, get us that. Young Jesus. I'm going to tell you what happened, though. Thank y'all so much. You said it twice. That's that smack. Okay. I had to get back on Earth. I be planning house and I was somewhere else.
That's it. Wolo Mike hit us up in the chat. Said Jesus.
What are you doing, Mike, baby?
Hey. We're gonna be right back real quick, man. It's your boy DJ Bobby Hustle and Vato Capo. Check out.
We got more covered with Gusto Terrestrial.
Hey.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Audio meds, they're good for yous.
Yeah, man. That's your boy, Young Jeezy. Put on. Classic record, man. Shouts out to the man, Gusto Terrestrial, in the house, man. If y'all just now tuning in, this is the Audio Man's, the only known cure to insanity. It's your boys, your men's and them, DJ Bobby Hustle, my Vato Capo, and we got a special guest, Gusto Terrestrial.
It's Gusto.
So, you know, we played some Street Smarts. That was pretty good, man. You did good, man. It was a
victory
for you.
Flawless victory.
definitely. So getting back to the topic that we was talking about on is the amount of money spent on a marketing what makes a star or makes or breaks an artist's career. So you been in the business, you said started out in management at the age of 15, started out in management behind the scenes, then moved into the front of the scenes as an artist just doing your thing now. A lot of new up-and-coming artists coming out here. And it's no secret. Everybody knows that you need a marketing budget. You got to have some type of funds to put yourself out there to stand out in the crowd. From your experience, what would you suggest or what do you think is the first thing an artist needs to spend their budget on when first trying to get popping?
Great thing. Great question. The first thing that you need to do, I feel like, what you spend your budget on is just making sure, so it all depends. Making sure, of course, your marketing and putting the money in the right places, your production. You know what I'm saying? Meaning like, all right, like making sure every record that you enjoy, that you really, really want to put, it's mixing that, right? Making sure that, you know, you have a team, you know what I'm saying? Because people think, let's go find Joe Blow and the homeboy down the street. Nah, like, find your attorney, you know what I'm saying? Find the right manager that can get you in the right places, you know what I'm saying? Find the right PR, you know what I mean? All those things, what you need to spend your money on that really count, you know what I'm saying? And the first thing is, you know, believing in yourself, you know what I mean? If you feel like your wardrobe ain't right, you know what I'm saying? Your shoes busted up, whatever it is, understand, like, this music, you know what I mean? Like I said earlier, perception is everything. Like, you know, get yourself together. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Spending on yourself, believe in yourself, and after that, you know what I mean? Get your team right. You know what I mean? You gotta, basically what I'm saying is, don't be scared to put your money on your team. Like, spend your money on your team, you know what I'm saying? Mm. Get the right team first, because you can make it far. But if you have a wrong team, you're going, as quick as you got there, you will fall. So basically what I'm saying, invest in yourself, invest in the people that you have great relationships with, who believe in you, who's willing to bet it all on you, and that's what you do. But if you're not ready to bet on yourself, just stop. Hang it up, because this shit costs. You know what I'm saying? If you ain't ready to do that, just quit, for real.
Yes, sir. And I think the whole is the amount spent on marketing, you know, if that's what creates a star, or a lot of this is coming from, you know, 50 Cent came out and was explaining that, you know, you see artists that blow up and then they come out for their second album, and a lot of people will say, or their second single or whatever, and a lot of people will say, like, damn, like, man, they fell off, or they ain't as big as they used to be, or what happened. But a lot of times what people don't understand is it's just there isn't the same amount of marketing dollars put into that artist or the project as the time before, so that they're everywhere. You know, the first time they may have been, you know, performing at all these, shows and award shows and billboards everywhere and putting them on late night and all this stuff. And then the second time they don't do that. And a lot of times that's where it comes into play.
I'm going to tell you why. Because, like, you know, women have the exception, but I feel like it ain't a sexist thing, you know what I'm saying, or a double standard. It's all about the person who you are. So anything in this world, you have to be willing to learn and grow. You know what I mean? If you're signed to a label, opportunity, follow the footsteps. Like find out who such and who is. Like, I'm independent, but I know the Evolution and Cringe is. He owns Universal. You know what I'm saying? I can tell you about Julia Greenwald. You know what I'm saying? She was Atlantic. Like, find out who your bosses are. Find out who your colleagues are. Like, study. You know what I'm saying? So it's your fault. Like, get, like, what I'm saying is, like, make sure you have bulletproof business with yourself, and then build relationships. Like, don't think you're such a star where you can't go in a meeting and talk. Don't think you're so big where you don't have to be in there. You have to build relationships. Like, do your due diligence. That's the artist's fault. Not who fall off, you fell off because you wasn't putting that work in. Work in, like, everything else in life. You a man, you feed yourself. Thank you. Thank you, big homie. Thank you. The label's big homie. All right, big homie. Thank you. But now I want to be a big dog now. How do I be a big dog? Teach me. You feel me?
Yeah.
If they don't teach you, go somewhere else. Who will teach you? It's simple. But people love being a pimp. I mean, they love being a hoe. I'm being real. They get pimped out. They love it. That's what I call it.
Well, you know what I call that? You know what I call that, Gusto? I call that the trap takeover. Yes. So speaking of trap takeover, man, we have another record from you. This record's been going crazy. You know, we heard it on radio. We seen the video of you riding around downtown, standing on top of a fucking video truck. Like, and when I say video truck, I'm talking about the truck, the box trucks that have the TV screens on them, the LED screens, and playing your videos while you're on top performing in the middle of the fucking street. That's insane, bro. But
it was extraordinary. just have to put in every artist out there. Listen, you gotta be yourself. That's just gusto. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that shit. Yo, it's wild, bro. You gotta check the videos out, man. That shit's crazy. But yeah, let the people know about this record. Where were you at mentally? Thought process, vibe going into this. Where were you at, man?
I love, man. Y'all asked all the great questions. Honestly, that was my third record, Fresh Home. You know what I'm saying? Fresh Home. And to be quite frankly honest, I felt like nobody was fucking with me. I'll be real, man. You know how, like, you come home from doing a bid and, you know, no one really, like, you know, you are, first of all, you in your pride. You know what I'm saying? You don't know how to ask. You're trying your best to, like, hey, can you give me this? You know, break me off of that. And then, especially in my case, like, it's people out there who I don't owe me favors. You know what I'm saying? So I feel I'm home now. You should be excited that, you know, I beat a hell of a charge. You know what I'm saying? I'm home. Like, what's up? So, man, I'm in the studio, and I'm just like, for real? This is going on? I can't lie. I got in my bag. You know what I'm saying? I never took a knee. I didn't cry. You know what I mean? I didn't say, oh, they're not fucking with me. You know, people say, oh, forget them. I didn't go on no robbing ass shit. I say, you know what? I'm putting all this emotion to my grind. And then guess what? I was in that studio, like, I was a takeover. The same people who I was asking to help me out, who I was asking, like, give me a favor, now they on my line. Hey, what you, you know what I'm saying? Hey, yeah. Can you help me?
Yo, it's a takeover, baby. Hey, what did Pac say? Man, y'all acted like y'all wanted me to stay in jail.
Nah, for sure. Then you get to realize, like, hey, it's a real takeover right now. You know what I mean? So, you know, and then, you know, trap, you know what I mean? Everybody have a trap right now. Well, I don't mean it's trapping real good. You feel me? We take a risk and we prosper, man. Like, I don't know if y'all out there listening, but man, these two individuals over here, these two men on this interview right now, man, is asking dope questions, giving y'all a game. They got me in my bag. I done planted hop. I done came back to earth, man. I'm telling you, hey, we going real humbucky. So everybody out there, you got to believe in yourself. And I'm going to keep saying that. Believe in yourself. Take risks and prosper. So it's a real takeover, man. Let's go.
Let's go, man. Trap Takeover, Gusto, Terrestrial, Trap Takeover. What do we do at Audio Meds? You tap that plus button and turn it to a check.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Audio Meds, they're good for you.
Yo, that's that Trap Takeover, Gusto Terrestrial, off the Trap Takeover Project.
Gusto, hey. Number taking over.
Hey, if you just tuning in, man, if you ain't here, that's your boy Gusto Terrestrial. It's the only known cure to insanity. The Audio Meds live each and every Tuesday and Thursday right here on Amp.
I love it.
Gusto, one thing I'm gonna say I really, really love about you is you don't take yourself too serious. You have fun on the record. You're not too hard to laugh, to make a joke. It's like, you a thug gangster, and if a nigga seen you on the street, I might clutch my bag and walk to the other side of the street. You know what I'm saying? Like, but like you lighthearted, you have fun, and it's like you don't take it too serious, and you're not too cool for school. You know, so I like that. I fucks with that.
Yes, man, sir. You can yes, never sir. Be too
cool. I call it man time, man. And what I'm gonna tell y'all exactly what man time is. You know what I'm saying? You have to really understand, like, as a man out here, we got responsibilities. We can't be resonating with pain. We can't be making feminine energy. I'm just being real, you know what I'm saying? You have to be out there, live with your imagination, create, and, you know what I'm saying, go hard. Like, that's that man time, like, you know what I mean? And what happens is, a lot of these people out here, they just be nervous, too scared. I could meet a brother for the first time, anybody out there, and understand, like, is he serious or not? Come on, man, energy is real, you feel me? So a lot of these guys just be acting tough, be acting hard. You feel me? They following a template. I don't know who's created, but it's time that we get together. You know, I'm gonna be unified and, like, you know, just give each other a hug. Hey, man, if you having a bad day today, hey, bro, you all right? You straight? Come here, man. Come here. It's okay. You feel me? Let's talk about it. You know what I'm saying? So
let's talk about
that's the
it.
Biggest thing for me. Hey, when you really, you know what I mean? When you really that, I'm gonna say when you really that. And when some people are like, well, Gusto, what is really that? When you really are a man time, when you're living by morals and principles, and you're not scared to make a mistake, and you understand what makes you great, hey, you really that. You know what I'm saying? So you can have fun, smile. You know what I mean? You don't have to be an asshole. Like, come on now. Who did this to us, y'all? What happened to our community where we used to come together and make sure everybody's safe? You know what I mean? We used to tell the little kids, like, hey, put on pants up. You know I mean, say yes, ma'am, no, sir. Like, what's up? Like, damn, you feel me? Everybody, like, we let the youngest get too tough for us? Come on, man. Y'all just straight. I just
say. That's it.
Hey, what's about me? I'm making, you ain't me. I'm making real insecure. Y'all ain't no man. You a little papa, a little pussy. You feel
me? Okay. Well, yo, Gusto, man, it's coming up to Memorial Day weekend. The city is buzzing. Nashville, everybody's talking about Gusto Terrestrials coming back to the city, shooting a video. Break it down, man. What's going on this weekend? I know you got a lot. You got the park. You're shooting a live video. You've got the I seen something about bouncy houses and fun for the kids and free food. And I mean, dog, what are you doing out here, man?
Bouncy houses for the kids, like you said, free food. I mean, like, let's quit playing. Bouncy house for the kids, free food. I mean, come on now. Like, everybody better pull up. Come on, like, I mean, like, you ain't no babysitter. You know what I mean? Basically, what I'm doing is I love my city. I love Cashville, east, west, south, north. You know what I'm saying? So I know I listen and I hear. You feel me? One thing about being an entrepreneur, being an artist, being a man, you have to take time to listen. You feel me? When you listen, you can make a plan. So, like, I don't got time to hear about no babysitters, this and that, and the third. Pull up. One thing about me, my energy, we get to have fun. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? I don't care about no baby mama drama, baby daddy drama. I don't want to hear about none of that stuff. I got bouncy house for the kids, free food. You don't got to cook tonight, girl. You don't got to put up with that nigga if you want to. You know what I'm saying? Just pull up to the cookout. You feel me? We're going to enjoy ourselves. That's what's going on around here, man. It's casual, baby. Like, you know, I love my city. So one thing, hey, Jesus said you got to put on for my city. I'll put on. One thing about it. You can skip your city. Like, If your city don't know who you are, if your city ain't messing with you, you got to put some work in. And one thing about Gusto, I am willing to say it. I don't care. I'm putting work in. You feel me? Each and every day, daily. Cashville, what's up? How y'all doing out there? Y'all my baby. Let's go. You feel me?
Okay. All right, Gusto. Okay. So, all right. Let's check it out. You nailed the Street Smarts trivia. You know what I'm saying? You did your thing. You know, you've been dropping mad gems. So we're going to twist your arm one more time before we wrap this thing up, man. So if you've seen the show, we got this segment called...
I'm about to break, bro. Damn.
Well, we ain't going to twist it that hard, but you know what I'm saying? We got this little segment called The Hot Seat. It's really like a mental mind stimulation. Basically, we're going to give you two options, one or the other. Don't say both. Don't say neither. Just pick one or the other as quickly as you can. You know what I'm saying? And so I do my prerequisite just to make sure I don't offend anybody. You know what I'm saying? Just to make sure, real quick, so I don't offend you. Do you drink alcohol?
Of yes. Let me let you know what I do drink.
Don't answer that question yet. Just yes or no. Okay, you drink alcohol. Good.
Sponsorships, you know, that's sponsorships.
We're gonna drop that too. We're gonna drop that too. We're gonna get to that bag in a minute too. And you partake in the cheapest, right?
Partake in the cheapest, of course. Yeah. You know what I mean? I don't, but I do help out there. Me, I can't chief, y'all. I ain't gonna lie, but I do
okay,
help.
Legally, I understand. Okay, but you know the business. Okay, you know about it. Okay. Yeah. I didn't want to offend you. If you was Mormon, I didn't want to offend you. That's all.
All right. What about hustle? Hustle, you do a great job of being hustle. I promise that.
Man, I appreciate it, bro. I appreciate it. I can't be nothing else. I tried and it didn't work.
Right?
Everyone, amazing. I'm going to call you Humbuckuous Hustle from now on.
Humbuckuous Hustle.
That
word. Yeah.
I'm about to use that. Yes, sir, skin. Humbuckuous. That is my vocabulary. But all right, so back to it. So this is the hot seat. So here we go. I'm going to give you two alternatives. Pick one or the other. Don't say both. Don't say neither. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Light liquor or dark liquor?
I'm gonna say light.
Indica or sativa?
I can't say both.
Nope.
Sativa.
Big booty or little booty?
They all matter.
I can't say both. I can't say neither.
They all matter. But if I can't say they all matter, neither. I'm playing it safe. This a woman. I'm playing it safe. Don't do me like that.
Okay. All right, booty. Just female booty. As long as it's female. All right. We're going to let you slide on that one. All right. A kick in the nuts or a poke in the eye?
Ooh.
Are you asking me which one I prefer?
Yes.
I'm poking a goddamn eye.
Okay. All right. $10, $20 bills or $6, $50 bills?
$6, $50 bills.
$50,000 up front or 50% of the back end?
That was a good one. $50,000 up front or 50% of the back end. Guess what I'm going to tell you? 50% of the back end, because guess what? I don't know what this 50% could be. It could be 50% on that. 50% on the back end for sure.
All right, last one. Would you rather live a short, eventful life or a long and boring life?
You talking to Gusto with that kind of question? God.
Yep.
Man, that's serious for me, though.
Hey, he went into third person, though.
Say, ask it one more time. Dang.
Would you rather live a short and eventful life or a long and boring life?
I gotta be real, y'all. A short and eventful fucking life.
Pressure relieved.
That was one of the ones I sat there. I was like, do I be honest? Do I say what sounds right? Fuck that. I'm gonna be honest.
Always be honest with yourself.
That's
man.
All we can do.
I feel like I tested my gangster. I was like, am I gonna play what sounds right? Short, eventful ass life. Let's go.
That's it. Well, Gusto, before we let you get out of here, man, let the people know what you got going and where they can find you and your music.
Well, this what I got going for sure. Everybody, I don't care where you at, if you fly from Turkey, if you fly from Haiti, if you fly from Alaska, I need you to get the cash real. We got the cookout, we got the video going on, and you can find me at GUSTOTRSRAL. And you know, this is an extraordinary cookout. We're going real humbunctious. I'm going to every side of Cashville. Anybody who don't know me, who want to get to know me, just see how I operate with my city. Every artist out there, can you do that? I know you can't. Just imagine seeing the real one, a real one operate with his city. A lot of artists can't. And I know I got to pop shit for a minute, because that's the disconnection that people do out there. Like, I think I can skip y'all city. Cashville, what's up? What's going on? I love you, baby. She love me, too. You feel me? Cash deal with me. We good, you know what I'm saying? So I will be in the city this Friday. I'm gonna be going real humbunctious, and guess what? I get to eat some Haitian food, Jamaican food, Thailandian food. Hey, I got so much shit playing. I ain't gonna lie, I can't wait to see how it's gonna go, because guess what? We're going real humbunctious.
We love it, man. That's what's up. Well, Gusto, man, we appreciate you taking time out of your extremely busy schedule to tap in with Audio Meds. And anytime you got something new, anytime you got something coming up, man, please come join us, man. We would love to have you every time.
I appreciate y'all. I'm about to go Planet Hop. I don't know where I'm going to go. I'm going to go to Jupiter. All right, guys. Y'all, hey, it's Gusto Terrestrial, and I'm out of here.
Yes, sir.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Audio Meds, they're good for yous.
Yeah, man. That's your boy, Bodhi James, man. Footprints. Yo, that's a dope little record. That's a dope big record.
That's a dope record. Yeah, we don't have to put medium, you know, like medium, small. It's just a dope ass record. That's just dope. But yeah, Bobby, it's Tuesday. We're starting the week. We'll be back Thursday, like we always do, every Tuesday and Thursday, 8:30 p.m. Central, 9:30 p.m. Eastern.
Man, I think we got one more guest before we get out of here. I think it's about that time to bring in our last and final guest.
Paging Dr. Koppel. Paging Dr. Koppel.
All right. You know how it is, man. Every dose of Audio Meds, we have to hit you with the weekly prescription. Today is the first prescription of the week, so we're going to hit you with... And Bobby, everybody, we've been on this whole thing about the amount spent on marketing. Does that make you a star? Gusto Terrestrial was talking about investing in self. You got to put your money in the right places. So
the right people.
And the right people, too. So who better, right? I feel like this is a perfect way to end the show. This prescription goes right to that fact, all right? So here we go. The best investment you can make is an investment in yourself. The more you learn, the more you'll earn.
Say it again.
One more time. The best investment you can make is an investment in yourself. The more you learn, the more you'll earn.
Yeah, that's real.
Until Thursday.
Audio meds, they're good for you.